Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Again, voice is going. Going to try and get through the show best I can for you guys and gals today. It is the 11th of January, 2018. All the best technology news that did happen over the past 48 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, yesterday didn't start out too good for Apple. That's because the folks over there at HM Revenue and Customs, yeah, you're probably familiar with them. Yeah, they said, you need to give us a little bit more money there, Apple. And Apple had to cough up 136 million pounds. Now, apparently, Apple's Europe financials say that the 136 million pound adjustment reflects the company's increased activity. As far as HMRC's side of the story, they don't comment on tax affairs of individual companies. How'd I know that was going to be the comment? Now, yes, 136 million pounds, a lot of money for us, not a lot for Apple. However, though, that 13 billion that they have to start paying Ireland any day now, yeah, that might hurt them just a little bit. What does a company do when it used to make film and have popular Polaroids? You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Kodak. Now, even though some of that retro stuff is kind of trendy now again, it sure isn't going to keep a company like Kodak afloat. So Kodak says, well, we make cameras, we made film. Let's get into the cryptocurrency market. What? Yes, you heard me correctly on that. Kodak has announced they will launch its own form of blockchain technology dubbed, get this, this is original, Kodak Coin. Does have a ring to it, though, doesn't it? Now, this will be in a partnership with WENN Digital. And the ultimate goal is for this currency to help photographers with their image rights management. Now, if it does happily help photographers, not a bad idea. I'm just kind of disappointed as a consumer side of this, saying, gee, I didn't feel like using Apple Pay today or Google Pay. I wanted to use Kodak Coin for my purchase. Yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to do that. Have you got older iPhones that won't run iOS 11? And are you a big fan of Pokemon Go? Well, I got some sad news for you. It's been announced that they will drop support for iOS devices that can't be updated to iOS 11. That's right. So if you got an iPhone 5 or, say, an iPhone C, it ain't going to work with it anymore. If you're back on an iPhone 4, please get a new phone. Now, the reason for this, they're saying, well, it just can't handle all of the new content. They're saying that the processor, probably too slow, and yada, 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 blah, you know, a bunch of bull, really. Yeah, it could probably be a little bit slower, but it would probably still work. It's more of they just don't feel like supporting older OSs anymore. Now, if you're an Android using Pokemon Go, you don't have anything to fear yet. I do say yet. Being the fact that their user base is quite rampant on Android, they may not want to touch it there. As far as the older iPhones go, though, yep, the update will start rolling out February 28th, and then from then on, no more Pokemon Go on your old crap. And finally, yes, once again, we're doing with an and finally and CES stuff. All right, when it comes to house chores, what do we hate doing? Most of us are going to say laundry. I hate it. But I think what I hate more about it than other than washing it is folding the crap. Well, thanks to a robot at CES, we don't have to worry about that anymore. Only thing we got to worry about now is how to pay for it. I'll get to that in a second. First off, the cool factor of this, it is pretty cool. Lay your clothes in, it does the rest and sorts it. It is amazing. Mind you, however, though, it isn't foolproof. Apparently, it only likes colored shirts right now, meaning bright colors. Talking, you know, neon or orange or yellow, bright red. Apparently, with darker color t-shirts, it just can't recognize it, doesn't know how to sort it yet. But they're working on that bug. Now, yeah, I know, I keep pushing this thing. Yeah, it's so great, and it is so great, till I get to the price. What if I told you it's not $1,600? What if I told you it's not even $10,000? What if I told you it's $16,000? Yeah, you're no longer interested, are you? I would be, maybe. Yeah, it's going to have to wash my clothes, and it's going to have to dry my clothes, and then it's going to have to iron my clothes, and then it's going to have to fold my clothes. And even that, I still wouldn't give $16,000 for it. But hey, once it comes down to about, I don't know, $29.95, I'm all in. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com are our website for the podcast and our blog and reviews and so much stuff. We're also on the social media sites of Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. We're on Twitter as well, at British Tech. I'm on Twitter, at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community, please come be a part of it. You can do it simply by going to BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Friday edition. I sure hope my voice is back tomorrow too. Sorry. It has been a busy week on my part. In any case, I'll do my best to get you caught up with the best technology news is going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I hope you're having a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you very much for listening.